Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with the galactic guru of networking, Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the chairman, the founder of BNI, Business Network International, the author of 29% Solution, the author of Business Networking and Sex, not what you think, and a bunch of other books, including the brand new one called A Room Full of Referrals. Is that right, Ivan?
It is, Room Full of Referrals.
Aren't you impressed that I have seen the book, but I got the title perfect?
Yes, I am.
This isn't my first goat roping, Ivan. So, okay, what do we've been talking about networking, International Networking Week next month. Right. We've been talking about referrals, how to understand the personality profiling behind successful getting referrals successfully. What do lollipops have to do with all this?
Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about in this book is the fact that oftentimes our behavioral style starts to emerge at a fairly young age. And so my co-authors and I've got two co-authors with this book, Tony Alessandra, who's very well known in the behavioral field.
What's your name again?
Dr. Tony Alessandra.
Alessandra, okay.
Yeah, Tony's written a lot of books. He's been his most popular book is The Platinum Rule, which is some great content.
Right.
And then Dawn Lyons. Dawn is a vice president for the Referral Institute, and she's probably the world's leading expert on behavior profiles as they relate to referral marketing. She's really, really good in this area. And one of the things we wanted to do is tell some stories about ourselves and how our own profiles kind of emerged pretty young. And for me, I was 11 years old when I think my behavior style started to really form. I mean, I'm sure it formed, but really show itself.
Mm-hmm.
I was 11. I missed the bus to school one day, and it was about 2 miles away, so I started walking. And on the way to school, I had to pass this gas station. And back then, they didn't have too many gas stations with markets in them. This was kind of
right.
A rarity.
It was a real service station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they had a little market in it.
Ah.
And so I went on in, and in there they had these huge, I mean, really big strawberry-flavored suckers, lollipops. And they only cost a nickel, which was cheap even back then, you know,
yeah.
Back in the, I guess it was late 60s. And so I bought four or five of them, and I headed on to school. And a friend saw me when I got to school, and he saw that I had this sucker. And he said, "Wow, where'd you get that?" I said, "Well, I got it on the way to school." He said, can I buy one for me?" I said, "Sure. It's a dime. It's 10 cents. So he bought it, and then somebody else came over, and they bought one and another. So I sold all of the lollipops
yeah.
I had.
Yeah.
So the next day, I
you missed the bus again, right?
Yeah. And I stopped off at the market, and I bought a dozen lollipops.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sold them all before the school day ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for almost a month.
Wow.
And I was really happy. I had a great margin, you know, a really good margin. And this was sort of my first experience in business. And what was interesting is that towards the end of the month, the vice principal called me in. And I came in. I was like, you know, I didn't usually get in trouble, so I was a little surprised. And he said, "Mr. Meisner, a little birdie has told me that you are selling candy on campus." And I'm like, "Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Would you like to buy one?"
"Yes, I can. And, you know, I'll make it a great margin. I'm buying them for a nickel, selling them for a dime. It's really exciting." And he said, "Well, your excitement ends today because you can no longer sell candy on campus." And I'm like, "Why?" He said, "Because it's, you know, school policy." I said, "Really? So you can't sell candy on campus, that's right?" He said, "That's correct." I said, "Well, wait a minute. I won the school contest for selling candy last year."
Right.
And you're telling me I can't sell candy? He said, "Well, that was for the school."
Right.
I said, "Well, wait a minute. It's okay if I sell it for the school, but I can't sell it for myself." And he said, "Yes," and that's when I found out that government regulations
exactly.
can put a crimp on business.
Exactly, yeah.
He shut me down.
Right.
me down. And I was so upset.
I had a similar story about I was a little older selling Snickers, and I got shut down too. So the government, they're everywhere, Ivan.
They are, and that showed clearly I was a go-getter.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And trying to seek an opportunity. Ivan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing some of these ideas with us. Don't forget, folks, International Networking Week in the week of the 4th through the 8th of February. Find somewhere to go and do some networking. Ivan, thanks again for being here. And, by the way, A Room Full of Referrals, right?
Room Full of Referrals.
That's a new book. Check it out. Available out just this month. Thanks, Ivan. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter and have more fun when Ivan joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.